Now, the Electoral Commission and the Ministry of Local Government are to appear before Parliament on Thursday to answer questions on the suspension of the District Assembly elections by the Supreme Court. The court last week declared the ongoing process of the district-level election unconstitutional after an aggrieved aspirant dragged the EC to court. Benjamin Ayimensa, after completing and submitting his forms on December 22 last year, was told that the filing of nominations closed on Sunday, December 21, 2014 at 5 p.m. The aggrieved aspirant then went to court and obtained a favorable result by the Supreme Court ruling. The court ordered the commission to start all over again CI85, a legal instrument which seeks to demarcate electoral boundaries for the district elections in 2015. Many people have raised concerns, and this has compelled Parliament to summon the EC to answer questions on the matter. Our parliamentary correspondent Dominic Nloji is on the line to give us more on what transpired in Parliament today. Good afternoon, Dominic.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
So what more can you tell us about this summon?
As you alluded to in the introduction to the story, the member for Section 3, Papa Osuankuma, was on his fifth just after the House had prayed and corrected the votes and proceedings of the previous sitting to raise the issue regarding the Supreme Court decision resulting in the suspension of the District Assembly election, which could have been held today. According to the Second DMP, the ruling of the Supreme Court raises a lot of issues which should be of concern to the people the MPs represent. Hence, the need for the EC to call in, to brief the House, and the MP for Chairman and Deputy Majority Leader Alfred Agbeki also said that the way forward for the aspirant in the election is unknown, and the EC must tell the House what it has for the candidate and the nation. Let's listen to what he said on the floor.
After the Supreme Court decision, the way forward for the aspirants, for people who have expressed interest in this election, is unknown. And so the request that the Electoral Commission appear and brief the House is in order. It is also true that not many of us have got the copies of the judgment of the Supreme Court. So it is therefore necessary that all efforts must be made to prepare the judgment to see actually the direction of the Supreme Court. Mr. Speaker, it is being said that the Electoral Commission may come before the House on the 16th of this month. So I would say that that is not acceptable at all. It is not acceptable in view of the people's faith undecided now. As early as possible, the Commission must come and brief us. We can't continue as a nation to be having this kind of experience. Today, we should have been in our constituency trying to vote, but we are here.
Yes, so that was the MP for Chairman and Deputy Majority Leader Alfred Agbeki. The lawyer for the fisherman who took the EC to court, an MP for Efutu Alexander Senyo Martin, said the EC must also, as part of requirements, come to the House with a regulation governing the election for approval before the commission can go ahead with the election. Let's hear him.
Another important matter arose, which is also constitutional. That is, Mr. Speaker, in the Constitution, as part of the mandate of the Electoral Commission, every election must be governed by a regulation. And if you see the 2012 elections, we have the CI-75, which spells out how nominations were to be picked, how they should be submitted, where the person has concerns and all that. In this particular instance, the Electoral Commission has not brought a regulation to this House to even govern the District Assembly election. On another important point, Mr. Speaker, my view is that we are the people's representatives. Although they've not been listening, but today they've been brought to their knees by the Supreme Court. That not only was their conduct extremely exemplary, but was also ultra vires of the Constitution. Their conduct, Mr. Speaker, for the peace of this country is very, very important. Because this is local government elections, maybe we don't see it as too sensitive. But 2016 is just around the corner. It is time, after earning the praise of Mr. President, to prove to all of us that all the loopholes in the administration are being mentioned.
Yeah, so MP for Efutu Alexander Senyo Martin also said that 2016 is just at the corner, and so the EC must put its act together to ensure that what is happening presently, we don't face that in the 2016 election. And so after that, the speaker, the first deputy speaker, Ebo Batinodro, directed the office of the clerk to apply for the judgment of the Supreme Court for the MPs to have access to the judgment in order to know what to ask the EC when the EC appears before the House.
Well, Dominic, yesterday we spoke to the Electoral Commission after they held a very crunch meeting on this ruling, and they are saying that, yes, they are going to lay a new regulation before Parliament, but their problem is how soon Parliament can sit on it and then pass it so that the district-level elections take place. Now, does Parliament look ready to pass it very early so that the elections take place?
It is one of the things that will be discussed when the issue comes to the House on Thursday. But one of the things that the MPs day in, day out have been talking about is the fact that most institutions, when they know they have duty, national duty to perform, and they need Parliament to assist, they don't bring the items or such regulations to the House on time. And so it's difficult for them to say that they are going to pass it during this meeting or whatever. But when the issue appears, those issues will be discussed. Because last year, the CI that was supposed to be approved was not brought to the House on time, according to the MP. Hence, what we are going through currently.
So were there any other interesting issues apart from the EC being asked to come to Parliament on Thursday?
Yes, the police recruitment camp also surfaced on the floor. The MP for Nabnam, Boniface Dambila Adambila, raised the issue, and the speaker, the first deputy speaker, directed the Defence and Interior Committee to investigate what actually happened and present a report to the House. Apart from the
Well, thank you very much, Dominic, for your time. That was our parliamentary correspondent, Dominic Logie.